So, Thomas is thinking about going to Austin. Well, he actually already planned a trip and planning on going by himself over Christmas and New Year's. And I realized I feel scared because I don't want Blaze and I's relationship to get worse. I feel scared because I don't want Blaze and I's relationship to get worse. And I feel angry because he doesn't want to bring Blaze with him because he thinks that it's going to distract his ability to be fully attentive with the people that he's there for. His second hug and his second and third child. And so I'm angry because he says that, yet I feel unacknowledged or appreciated for that's what I've been doing since he's been born, almost nonstop. And yes, I am his mother, but that's been a really tall order for me, and it feels unnoticed. And then third, laughing because he's right that I told him I want to go somewhere now, yet could completely change my mind tomorrow. So he isn't able to cancel his trip and stay here with our son because I may change my mind. And he's right. He's right. I mostly just want to stay here. So I would like him to bring our son with him. And I do understand that that's difficult. But I also know that he can do it. He has much more patience, much more kindness in that way. So I know he can do it. And that's mostly what I would like. So I'm laughing because he's right that I could change my mind because I might say, I don't actually want to go anywhere. I do want to stay here. Can you please take him? Or the other option is that I figure out how to be okay my son and I being here for 2 weeks without going to school any of those days. And yeah, I could ask family for help. I could try that. I feel scared about that, asking them for help. But I asked my mom if she could watch him on Saturday, this Saturday, for 2 hours, and she said yes. So I hope that all goes well. Maybe I need to get to the other side of this asking family for help thing with him. Maybe that's what I need to do. Just be able to ask for help.